You're listening to KMUN News for Tuesday, July 15th. I'm Katie Frankowitz with local and regional news produced by your community radio station with help from our news partners. To hear the full broadcast along with news from NPR, tune in to KMUN Astoria 91.9 FM every weekday beginning at 7:59 a.m. And now, the news. A recount of votes for two Cannon Beach ballot measures in the May 20th election upholds previously announced results. Clatsop County elections officials held the recount last week with results announced on Monday. As confirmed by the recount, voters rejected Measure 4-235 by 9 votes. This measure would have required a public vote on all non-emergency debts, bonds, or financing agreements exceeding 50% of government activity revenues from the past year. The other measure, Measure 4-236, passed with just 13 votes. This measure clarifies existing policies around when the City Council can incur debt without voter approval. These results were the same as the official results certified by the county in June. Last month, the county said the votes for the two measures were counted correctly, but a labeling error on the Oregon Secretary of State's website showed the wrong measure passing. Following that announcement, Cannon Beach resident Catherine Bestian filed a demand for a recount for both ballot measures. She told the Astorian that she wanted to ensure that the outcome was correct and fairly represented, especially given how close the votes were. County elections officials told the Astorian that such recounts are relatively uncommon. The last demand for a recount in Clatsop County was filed for another Cannon Beach measure on the November 2, 2021 regular election ballot. Some information in this story comes to us through a news partnership with the Astorian. A housing development in Warrenton that would bring roughly 450 new units to the area in the coming years is one step closer to construction. The Fort Point development is planned for a hilly expanse of land across from Fort Stevens State Park. The project recently landed approval from the Warrenton Planning Commission for its planned unit development final development plan. This approval is for 240 ownership and build-to-rent homes, intended to target the, quote, missing middle. That's housing for people making 80 to 120% of the area median income. The plan approval gives developers the green light to register their plat with the county, but it comes with several conditions. They'll need to establish a bicycle and pedestrian path along Ridge Road. They will also be in charge of adding a new sewer and water line along 11th Street. That portion of the project is expected to cost around $1 million. The city will be providing $250,000. Fort Point Land Partners, the developers behind the project, also plan to develop apartments, including some low-income housing options. Plans for this part of the construction will be submitted separately to the city at a later date. Clatsop County hopes to launch a new pilot program that could repurpose vacant homes to bring much-needed workforce housing to the North Coast. Lease to Locals is a program developed by the company Placemate, aimed at addressing housing shortages in tourist areas. The program offers cash incentives to eligible property owners to convert short-term rentals and empty houses into long-term leases for local workers. Clatsop County has applied for a nearly $1 million grant through the Columbia Pacific Coordinated Care Organization to fund a 2-year pilot program. The goal is to bring 40 new long-term rental units into the local housing market and provide housing for roughly 80 qualified tenants. The county plans to contract with Placemate, which will act as the matching service between property owners and tenants. All of Clatsop County's local jurisdictions have signed resolutions supporting participation in the program, but none have made financial commitments yet. Alyssa Gertler, Clatsop County's housing manager, said a grant-funded program will allow them to test the waters and see what works. These stories come to us through a news partnership with The Astorian. More online at dailyastorian.com. an airline that has come under fire for its contract to operate deportation flights says it will stop all service to Oregon and Washington later this year. KLCC's Chris Lehman reports.
Avelo Airlines has been the subject of multiple protests around the Pacific Northwest because of its contract with Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Its flights to Oregon and Washington mainly served vacation destinations such as Southern California and Las Vegas. Those will come to an end by early December. That's when Avelo says it will close its West Coast operations base located in Burbank, California. A spokesperson says the airline is shifting all of its planes to the East Coast. Avelo serves four Oregon cities, Eugene, Redmond, Medford, and Salem. It also flies to Pasco, Washington. Avelo's critics called the announcement a sign that protests against the airline are working. I'm Chris Lehman reporting.
Two species of holiday decorations have been outlawed in Washington. The State Agriculture Department has banned the sale of English ivy and its cousin, Atlantic ivy. KUOW's John Ryan reports.
Ivy is an aggressive invader of forests, nowhere more so than the Pacific Northwest. It can smother other ground cover plants and take over whole forests by climbing into the treetops and hogging the sunlight. Last week, Washington added 19 plant species, including the two European ivies, to its quarantine list of weeds that can no longer be sold or transported here. Nurseries and big box stores will have to stop selling ivy in August. Washington becomes the second state to ban ivy after Oregon 15 years ago. Public comment was unanimous in favor of the quarantine. For gardeners, many other types of vines and ground covers are still available that don't spread aggressively where they aren't wanted. I'm John Ryan reporting.
For weather today in the lower Columbia River region, sunny with highs in the high 70s. Temperatures increasing into the 80s at Clatskanie. Tonight, mostly clear with lows in the high 50s on the coast and in the low 60s as you go inland. Tomorrow, sunny with highs again in the high 70s going up into the 80s as you go inland toward Clatskanie. Increasing clouds tomorrow night with lows in the mid 50s. You just listened to KMUN News with local and regional news produced by KMUN 91.9 FM. For even more news, visit kmun.org/news. You can also send news tips and story ideas to news1@kmun.org. That's news, the numeral 1, at kmun.org. Thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.